Hello and welcome to episode 52 of the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast.
I'm corpsing you.
Corpsing me?
Yeah.
Corpsing's where you laugh mid-script and then you can't stop laughing. That's corpsing. Not when you just stare at me blankly.
Which you usually do anyway.
Yeah, that's just your normal face.
Hello everybody, my name is Aaron, gamertag PG Monkey.
And I'm Katie. See, that's corpsing. And I am Katie, Fluffy Dragon 86.
Glad you can join us, particularly if you're listening on the Xbox One cast app. Welcome along, guys. Glad you can listen to us. Finally, from an Xbox One, it feels good to be here.
Does it?
I love the app. I know it's got issues, but I love the app.
It has some major issues.
Hell yeah.
If it was a school project, at the bottom it'd say, come and see me.
Usually we start episodes with what we've been playing. This time we're going to start with what we're not playing, and that's No Man's Sky. And the reason, because it's not on Xbox.
No.
It's on PlayStation, it's on Windows, but it's not on Xbox. No. It irks me.
It irks me as well, now that you've shown me what it is.
Yeah.
It actually looks really good to know we'll actually play it.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, the amount of social media stuff I'm seeing on it. The gameplay looks amazing. It's got some issues, obviously, but I mean, it's just something that I thought would have been suitable for an Xbox, but I knew a year ago that it wasn't going to come, and it, obviously, now at the release stage, you kind of feel, God, I really wish they would have brought out that game. I did have a look as to see which other games had come out this year were similar, that got a release on PS4 and also Windows, and there were a few. Nothing too great, but we did miss out on a few games. The Witness, Dead Star, Loud on Planet X, which looked good on paper, probably wasn't.
Yeah, the premise of it was really good, but the actual gameplay didn't look that great. Never mind.
Fury, I Am Setsuna, it's an RPG. Headlander by Double Fine, that
looks quite good. Yeah,
yeah. Pretty damn awesome. It's meant to be coming out on Xbox at some point. There's no release date.
There's no date yet.
Abzu, I was kind of fascinated about as well. That diving game.
Yeah, that looked really interesting. It was very pretty, really pretty. Not much storyline to it.
Didn't look much storyline at all. No, it did have turtles.
So it had really good turtles.
Yeah,
but really pretty, really nice premise for a game. We haven't seen much of the diving world in games.
Not really. No, it's not really a genre people just go into, dive into even.
Yeah, so yeah. That would have been really interesting on Xbox. That's a shame.
It reminded me of Flower. Do you know that PlayStation game, Flower?
Yeah, it did, but underwater.
Under the sea. I guess, why are we not getting these games? I mean, like I say, they're not that fantastic. I mean, Headlander looks great. Abzu looks kind of all right. The rest of them are so-so. The Witness is meant to be quite good. But why are we not getting them? Maybe it's got something to do with, you know, when the Xbox One first started up, Microsoft and Xbox were very clear about the kind of indie they were trying to attract, and they had that parity clause, which people were dubbing in the media. But yeah, it's probably got something to do with that, maybe, I don't know. But
it's a little bit silly, really. It's like Xbox have just shot themselves in the foot.
Well, they did, and they kind of realised that a year or so down the line, and they have opened a lot more doors to a lot more smaller development groups. And they've kind of said goodbye to this parity thing. They want people to sit down with them and have a discussion about releasing games onto the Xbox. They admit that, you know, if Xbox are having releases sometime down the line, they don't mind waiting. But, you know, in some instances, we're never going to get these games, so it's disappointing. You mentioned as soon as I said that we're not getting No Man's Sky, you said because it's on Windows, what about Play Anywhere?
Yeah, if it's on Windows and, you know, they're bigging up this whole Play Anywhere scheme, then that makes no sense as to why it wouldn't be on Xbox.
I think primarily, to begin with anyway, if it's from Xbox, you can play it on Windows. If it's on Windows, if it's got an Xbox release,
then
you can play it, Play Anywhere. What we have been playing, though, is The Crew, because we finished that.
We finished it.
Yeah, take that, Shiv. Yay.
But we only finished the storyline, we haven't finished everything else.
No, there's still plenty to do.
There's lots of factions to do.
We haven't got to watch the credits anymore.
We've watched an hour's worth of credits in the hope that there would be an achievement at the end.
Yeah, but people do this. I do this all the time. Whenever I reach the end of a game, I always watch the credits just in case there's a chivo. It's worth doing. But after 30, 40 minutes of the cruise credits going through, I thought, there ain't going to be an achievement for this. But
we could have Googled it, yeah, and cheated, but we didn't want to. We wanted the knowledge of knowing that we earned that.
Yep.
Because we had hope. But no, Aaron turned it off after about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Yeah, and I left mine running to the end, which quite annoyed you because it was only about 10 minutes longer than you left it.
Yeah.
But no, no achievement for anyone that's playing the crew.
Yeah, and if you're reaching that stage, while you're listening to us, while you're playing the crew, if you've come to the credits, just turn it off.
Just turn it off.
It's fine. You're not missing
anything. It's an hour long.
Yeah.
It's an hour of your life you won't get back.
Sad.
It is a bit
It's sad to admit it. It is.
Yeah. But there's still lots of factions to do.
There is, yeah. Still plenty to
PvPs.
And you're looking forward to the map packs tonight on Black Ops.
Yeah, I've just downloaded the new map packs, which I think came out yesterday.
Yep.
So just downloaded them, ready to play after this podcast.
Exciting.
Come on, get on
Come
with
on.
It. Get on with it. No, we're ready just when you're ready.
I've been doing a little bit more of Super Mega Baseball. My team are doing well. 5 out of 5 wins so far.
Mm.
I can't hit for crap. I tell you that. My
it's my pitching, it does it.
It's terrible. Your pitching is saving me a lot of games. but I am useless at the game. We've put ourselves in it, by the way. We should have explained that at the start.
Yeah.
So, 7 fave games.
It was trending.
That's it.
Trending on Twitter.
Yep. so we'd thought we'd put together our 7 fave games. And this is the interesting thing, okay, because I put my 7 fave games up on Twitter. Then I asked you what your 7 fave games were.
Yeah.
And they both got the same amount of likes.
Oh, controversial. Oh. Yeah, you just come running in the room. Katie, what's your favourite 7 games? What? I don't know.
Give me time to think.
I'm in the middle of playing this game. Go away. yeah, so it was a bit off the whim.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, yeah, I'm spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Love, Lover.
Mm. Not like that, enough.
Okay. so seven fave games. I'll keep going. 7 fave games. Then, Katie, ladies first.
Right.
Let's start with your list.
Yeah.
And talk about what makes it your fave game.
Why they're my favourites?
Yeah.
Right. GTA 4.
Yeah.
Because it's the first ever GTA that I finished.
Okay. Is that a valid reason to make it a fave game?
Yeah. It sticks in my head more.
Right.
Because it's the first one I finished.
Okay.
And I really finished it.
You really finished it?
I really finished it. I did all the...
100% finish it?
I got 90-something.
Did you?
96%?
What didn't you do?
I can't remember.
Did you get all the pigeons? Was it pigeons?
Pigeons. I didn't get all the pigeons.
There you go.
Yeah. I definitely remember chasing pigeons. Not actually chasing them, but, you know, I downloaded the map. The cheat map.
Oh,
with all the pigeons on to go looking for pigeons, but it was just taking forever. So GTA 4 because it was the first GTA I finished.
Okay.
GTA 5 because it was a brilliant storyline.
Okay.
Loved the storyline. Yeah.
Anything else? It can't be just the storyline.
I like the storyline. I thought it was great. The fact there was 3 different characters, 3 different points of view. It's just really well made.
See, I thought GTA 4 was kind of an in-betweener game.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved San Andreas, and I loved GTA 5. It nearly made my list, GTA 5, but I'm too much of a hipster to put it in. So, but GTA 4, I felt it was like I said, it's an in-between. Like when you've come off of a relationship and you start dating someone that you know you're not going to be
you're
with.
You're not going to go anywhere with, yeah. It's
and then
just,
before
yeah.
moving on to someone else. That's what GTA 4 felt
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see why you'd feel like that. It did kind of feel like that to me as well, but...
You still love it.
I still love it. Yeah. I was just proud that I finished it. yeah, and like GTA 5 was, like I say, the storylines, the way they're all intertwined, it was great. I loved it.
Cool.
Loved being all the different characters. Next up is SingStar.
Yeah,
controversial. It's not an Xbox game.
Yeah, I don't know if it can be allowed or not.
Because it's a great family game and we've played it for how many years?
Yeah, yeah, we have. When did it come out?
The first ever SingStar. I don't know when it came out.
2002? Were we together
when it first came
out?
Yeah, we were together when it first came out.
Would have been 2003. Yeah.
2003? Okay. Or it might have been the next year, 2004. Whenever the first one came out, we bought it.
Mm.
We bought into that franchise straight away and we've loved it ever since, haven't we?
Yeah, it's
always
a
great
decent
party game for... all your friends, family, to sit down, have a drink, have a laugh, all sing songs and, you know, just have a laugh together.
And you don't even have to sing the right words.
No, you don't. As long as you sing the right tune, it's fine.
Which is your favourite SingStar?
Queen, but no one likes it.
Queen one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the Queen disc, but nobody likes it. Because it's too hard. Everyone says, oh, it's too hard. I can't do that.
You like a challenge.
I like a challenge, yes.
I think my favourite one is Rocks.
Rocks.
I think.
Yeah.
Next on your list?
Call of Duty Ghosts, because...
Dogs.
Yeah, I like dogs. Yeah, yeah. No, I do like the dogs.
Right.
But because, again, because it's one of the first FPS games that I got into properly and played online with other people properly. I played Black Ops 2 before that. Wasn't really into it, though, as much. Black Ops 2, I just felt like I was going along with a crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
This is... The Ghosts was where
the
you
Ghosts is where
out.
I actually got into it. Yeah. I actually understood what all the guns were and what they did and what the weapons were and all the perks and all the rest of it.
Next one?
Next is Rock Band 3.
Okay, why this one?
Because...
Keyboards?
Yeah, forgot why. Because I've forgotten. I did say that at the time, right, keyboards in brackets, if you remember.
I do, my bad.
Rock Band 3, because keyboards, awesome.
Yeah, but it was the only game that it could actually do keyboards for.
I know. Can you do it in Rock Band 4?
I don't know, I don't think so.
We haven't got Rock Band 4, yeah. So
It wouldn't work anyway.
True, it's a different console.
Console.
Yeah, true. I've still got the keyboard, yeah. Just don't use it. But that was great. I like the fact it brought a keyboard into it. And for years, for the however many years we played Guitar Hero, we always said, they should bring out a keyboard. That'd be great with a keyboard.
We did have a few podcasts on the subject of what could make a good Rock Band peripheral.
Yeah. Keyboards was one of them. Yeah. And we always said, keyboards, definitely keyboard. And it worked. It worked really well. You found it really hard, didn't you?
Yeah. Because I only play keyboards one-handed. I do everything one-handed.
You play bass with one finger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a good finger.
It's a strong finger. Your He-Man finger.
You can hang shopping off that.
He never does.
Setlist-wise, though, I didn't think Rock Band 3 was all that. I thought...
I like the setlist. I like the fact it was backwards compatible.
Mm.
I know Rock Band 2 was as well.
Yeah.
You could add all your previous songs from your previous discs to Rock Band 3, which was great, I thought.
If I ever get bored one day, I will tot up the amount of cash that I've blown.
Not blown.
Getting Rock Band tracks. It's massive.
Not blown. It's still there. We can still go back to it if we want to.
I could probably have enough to be a stockholder in Harmonix.
Yeah, true. We didn't have them all, but we had quite a lot.
We had a lot. We had about 600 or something. Crazy.
It's a bit mental.
A bit mental.
We should go back and play that and get our money's worth out of it.
Similarly, though, you've got another music one in here.
Yeah, the new Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero Live.
Why has that made the list?
Because I like the fact they changed the guitar on it.
Right. Is that the only reason?
I like Guitar Hero, Rock Band. I liked all of them. There's no reason why none of them should have been in the list.
Mm.
But I just picked the newer ones because they changed it up a little bit. Rock Band 3 added the keyboards. Obviously, there's Rock Band 4 now, but we haven't played it. And Guitar Hero Live because they changed the guitar format. They changed the way the buttons are laid out. I like that. I like change.
You like change.
I know a lot of people were complaining, oh, it's too hard now, and they've changed the buttons around, feels too different, you know, can't get used to it.
What sucked the most about Guitar Hero Live is they put all the good songs online that you couldn't put into your library.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that sucked.
Yeah.
And that you didn't actually play against real people, you just played against
ghosts.
Played
against their ghosts, yeah.
That sucked.
But I kind of like that as well, the ghost thing, because there was less arguing about... Who's going to be the guitar and who's going to be the bass and...
Which went on in Rock Band for years.
Yeah. And, oh, I'm not playing with you, you're a girl.
Yeah, there is that as well.
So you just played against their ghost or their, you know, their previous score or whatever. And it made it a lot easier, a lot less hostile. It shouldn't be hostile, it's just a music game.
No, it shouldn't at all.
It's not like you're shooting each other.
Yeah.
You're just playing a song.
And last on your list?
Sims 3.
Sims 3. It's because you haven't got Sims 4 on it.
Yeah, but we haven't got Sims 4 because we don't have a computer capable of playing Sims 4.
We haven't got a
4.
Computer capable enough of playing Sims 3.
It barely edits this podcast, to be honest. But Sims 3 because I've spent a lot of hours on it when we had a computer that worked. I get lost in Sims, don't I?
Mm.
If I start playing Sims, you don't see me for months.
Yeah. Are you going to ever go back to it?
I want Sims 4.
Yeah, you do want Sims 4.
I keep saying it, but no one listens. I do want Sims 4, and I've watched a lot of people play Sims 4 on YouTube, and I know I'm going
to
love it.
That's a dangerous area to go in when you're starting to crave the game.
A game you've never played.
From YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But
I just know, because I know I love the Sims series. So I think it works better on the PC than it does on the console.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I did play Sims 3 on the 360, I remember when that came out. And I remember thinking, oh, I really love that game on PC. I wish I still could play it. Oh, I can play it on the 360. Mm. Great. But it wasn't that great.
No, it was clunky and horrible.
Yeah, it just wasn't
a travesty.
Wasn't as natural as it was on the PC. So even if they brought out Sims 4 on the console, I think I'd still rather get it on a PC.
Yeah, it's a naturally PC game. It's one of these things that just has to be a PC.
As much as I really want to play it, I'm not going to play it on the console because it will kill it for me. And that's my top 7.
Wow.
I enjoy those games.
You can tell where your genres kind of lie.
There's a few other things I would have added to it if it was a top 10.
Oh, yeah. Breaking the rules, aren't
you? Yeah, but you said, oh, it has to be top 7 because it's Twitter. You can't get enough characters on a top 10.
Okay, well, I'll give you the opportunity now. What's your 3 other games that you would have picked had it have been a top 10?
Had it have been a top 10, I would have picked Little Big Planet.
Right.
Because I spent hours and hours and hours lost in Little Big Planet, and it was just great. It was a really pretty game. It was a really well-made game. Like, I remember it just being so different for its time.
Mm.
There wasn't anything like it when it first came out, and it was awesome. Love it.
As an Xbox man, I should hate Sackboy.
No!
And his annoying little face.
You didn't hate him. You spent just as long playing it as I did.
Yeah, I kind of admit that it was a really well-made game.
It was. You really enjoyed the level creators,
level
didn't
of creators
you?
Yeah, level creators was an interesting thing.
I like playing other people's levels rather than making them.
It's a difficult thing to do. My ultimate respect to those that made a decent job.
Yeah, it took a long time to just create a little bit of a level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really awesome game, really well-made, really great concept.
Okay, so
they should bring it on the Xbox. Please.
Not going to happen.
Please. Also, I would have picked Unravel.
Kind of a little bit of the same thing.
Yeah, a little bit of the same thing. Kind of side-scrolly, cutesy, lovely game to play. For me, the best game this year. I really enjoyed it.
And your other one?
And last was Animal Crossing.
What?
Animal Crossing for the DS. It's 3D.
Walk us through that one.
Again, it's a cutesy game. It's something you can get lost in and not have to worry about it too much. It's not stressful at all. It's
apart from on your eyes.
You can turn the 3D off.
Right.
I like Animal Crossing. I should play more DS.
I suppose if we go through my list then. Last Ninja 2, without a shadow of a doubt, the single best game in the world ever made.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
You can't just make a statement like
that. Beat 'em up, puzzler, platformer, loading music was amazing. The whole composure of the music around that time was great. But Matt Gray did an amazing job. I still listen to the Last Ninja 2 soundtrack today.
I can verify that. It's true.
it's awesome. So it's there in my favourite. I completed it loads. I can complete it now quicker than it takes the loading screens to happen.
Yeah, I remember Commodore loading screens. Was, they were my childhood.
It was a long, long time. But yeah, Last Ninja 2 is definitely up there. Sensible Soccer. I probably bought an Amiga just to play Sensible Soccer.
So you bought an Amiga just to play Sensible Soccer?
Yes.
But you won't buy me a new computer to play Sims 4? Or a PlayStation.
This is back when I was wild and crazy and single. All right, I've never been wild and crazy, but I definitely have been single.
Definitely were single. I hope.
Sensei Soccer, I mean, there's a bajillion games out there from the 80s and 90s, football-wise, that were really, really good. Today, of course, you've only really got one or two, FIFA or Pro Evo, but back then, back in the 80s and 90s, everyone was giving it a go, and Sensei Soccer was just the number one game. You also had Kickoff, and you had Micro Pros and a few others, but it just was awesome, just the way it was made, just the whole fun of it all. It was great. My next game on the list, NBA Jam, and I've gone for the On Fire edition. Just got more bounce to the ounce about it. You don't need to be a fan of basketball. You don't need to necessarily know the rules. You just don't necessarily need to know what the buttons do to have a great time with NBA Jam. It's just really, really funny to play, really entertaining, and the commentary is just hilarious. It just makes the game that extra bit special. The put-downs in particular were great. If you go to throw up the ball and someone blocks you, they go, "Hey, welcome to the block party. You must be new here."
That's so cheesy.
It's cheesy, yeah. Miss a shot or something, or he blocks you and he goes, "No shoot for you." What? That was a good one. Well, there's the classic boom shakalaka for the basket. And there's also...
And that's why you say that a lot.
Yeah. There's also the argument that the commentator has with his production team, which is a classic. So it's half time and you go into the third quarter and the commentator goes, "Welcome back to the fourth quarter." "Wait, it's what? It's the third quarter? Are you sure?" "Okay. Okay, no, we'll run with it. It's okay." And then you'll jump another quarter and they'll go, "Hey, welcome to a new thing in basketball. It's a fifth quarter." But like things like that, just hilarious stuff in that game. What else? Time Splitters 2. It's a first-person shooter. It's fairly old. I love the multiplayer. The mini-games and skill games were awesome and so funny. Shooting monkeys in a disco was the highlight, I think, for me. Then you've got Oblivion. I've said it before about how defining Oblivion was. And I sunk so many hours into Oblivion.
You did, yeah.
I did, yeah. And got myself into whole heaps of trouble with villagers doing naughty things and God knows what else.
And then we had to move house and...
yeah. I put 1 vs. 100 on the list as well because, hey, at some point... Microsoft might be bored enough to listen to bring it back. You never know.
One of these days they're going to go, "Oh, somebody wants 1 vs. 100 back."
Yeah,
this one guy keeps going on about it.
Yeah, at some point they will bow to me.
Nobody else wants it back though.
And I have also chosen Trials HD.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah,
you put a lot of hours into that.
I did, and I went for the original Trials HD. Because Trials Evolution was very, very good. Trials Fusion, not so much. But Trials HD, the first one that came onto console, was really, really good. Like, a naturally good game. It just felt like it was just specifically made for that console at that time. And it just was a really, really cool game. So that's my 7. Last Ninja 2, Sensible Soccer, Time Splitters 2, Oblivion, 1 vs. 100, Trials HD and NBA Jam. I'm searching for someone that's got that exact list. You reckon that they're out there?
Well, you're going to marry them?
No, I'm not going to marry them. I'm just interested.
Looking like for a new wife.
When you come across... I will take you for my wife. It's like when you come across someone that's got the same name as you.
You're only if they've got the same full name. Yeah, not just anybody name. Called Aaron.
Oh, you're a Katie. I'm a Katie. Let's be friends. No, not like that. But like the same name, full name, and middle name, if that's even possible.
I don't think so.
But, you know, it's like, wow, we must talk. Come with me. And drag them away.
It's like, didn't someone do a TV show of that?
Yes, Dave Gorman.
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah. That was funny.
Dave Gorman. That would be the same thing. If I found someone that had the exact 7 games, and it must be peculiarly rare... for that to happen, but if I do find that someone, I will drag them aside and have a conversation with them. That's what I'll do. Not marry them, because that would be stupid.
What if it's a woman?
What?
What if it is?
It
a
doesn't
woman?
Matter. They could be the hottest babe in the universe, but it doesn't matter. I will not marry them. I promise you now.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, we're going to be off now. Thank you ever so much for listening. We'll be back another time with episode 53. These are the following places where you can come see us. Not see us in person, but see us in virtual, internet-y, webby space.
In the interwebs of the interweb.
Yeah. So we've got Twitter. We are at PinkAndBlue360. You can come see us on Facebook, because we are definitely there somewhere. just come search Pink and Blue. You can email us at pinkandblue360@hotmail.co.uk if you like. You can come subscribe on iTunes. We are on most pod apps for your mobiles and smartphones and whatever gadgets you got nowadays.
All the gadgets.
We're on all the gadgets. You can come listen to us on the Xbox One via the Cast app. I reviewed that. Did I tell you that? Have you read my review?
You said it needs work.
Yes. And my review needs work too.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, you can come see us on, you can come listen to us download. While we are playing in-game, you can listen to us on the Cast app on Xbox One.
Pretty cool. Technology's pretty cool. Yeah, it's these awesome. Days.
We are also on Podomatic, which is our pod server, so come and see us there. You'll get all the background on us there if you want. You can find us, come listen, come subscribe, come like. And
leave us some comments on your top 7 games.
Top 7 games. And if you've got my top 7, we need to have a chat.
Yeah.
Me and you. Right then. We'll see you next time. Happy gaming, everybody. Catch you another time.
Bye.
Bye.
They could just lie about their top 7 and then it will match yours.
I'll test them. I will test them. Because if it's a true top 7, they'll know everything about those games.
Yeah. They could research. Just yeah. Google, you know.
What's the second level on Last Ninja 2? What's that called? See, that's a test. See? Only Last Ninja 2 fans
know that. No, only geeks know
fans.
That. I don't even know what all the levels are called in any game.
What are your favourite games again? You haven't got any levels.
I haven't got any levels.